you, Becklin.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood.
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Classic shoots, and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, it's the first New Year's Eve home game in San Jose Sharks history as they host the Philadelphia Flyers for the second and final time in this season. And it's a chance for the Sharks to end a winless streak that now has accelerated to 7 consecutive games. Last time out against Calgary, it was not a third-period collapse that led to defeat to the Flames. No, it was a pretty tight contest all the way through. Macklin Celebrini scored a power play goal early in the second period, and the game was all even.
Here comes the first unit again. Celebrini flips on the right to Foldy, kicks it across the line. Celebrini hustles to it, goes to the right-wing corner, backhands around the near boards. Wenberg, nice move, throws it on the right. Shot, Celebrini, score! What a rocket! Celebrini positioned on the right circle, won that puck around the boards and got the pass right on the tape, and he didn't waste even a split second. That shot was off of his stick and in the net. The Sharks score on the power play at 3:04 of the second. It's 1-1, and it's Macklin Celebrini getting credit for the goal.
But then, 3 minutes and 46 seconds later, another power play went Calgary's way, and Mikhail Backlund found himself open on the left-wing side.
Now Nazem Kadri's on the ice for Calgary. Back to Anderson, feeds left side, shot, save made, rebound. Anderson keeps in. Kadri, one-time shot, save made. Rebound, there's space, they score! Mikhail Backlund, the captain of the Flames, gets that ricochet off of the pad of Askarov. And the goaltender for the Sharks looked like he got back there in time, but the puck trickled off of his pad and in, and Calgary takes the 2-1 lead with a power play goal.
But as has been the case all season, the Sharks battled to the very end. Witness the final goal with less than a second remaining in the game. The Sharks fighting to keep it out of their empty net.
Granlund stick handles to his right. Granlund goes to the corner, feeds behind the net. Uyghur stopped it, tried to clear, kept in by Wenberg. Goes to the corner, Wenberg works it out, in front of the net. The shot by Granlund, save! Rebound in front of the net. Where is it? 10 seconds to play. The Flames will clear. They got to get back. It's not going to be an icing. Pospisil going for it. Celebrini competing for it. They both fall down. Empty net. They score. With 0.4 seconds remaining in the game, right in front of the net, Jonathan Huberdeau will get the empty netter after that amazing one-on-one battle between Martin Pospisil of Calgary and Macklin Celebrini of the San Jose Sharks. The Sharks fight to the end again, and this time it will be a 3-1 Calgary win.
Yes, the Sharks may be winless in their last 7 games, and they may be in the basement of the Pacific Division, but center Mikhail Granlund says there's a major difference with this Sharks team than the team that was on the ice last season.
Tell us our game is better compared to before. We're in these games, we're playing okay hockey. Obviously, we gotta get over the hump and start winning these games. That's the next step, and obviously that's what we all want to do. But at the same time, the game, it gives us a chance to win any hockey game right now.
Regardless of what happens, the Sharks are sticking together. Coach Ryan Warsawski talked about that character.
So there's some frustration when it comes to the result. But we do have a belief that we're going to get out of this. There's still a ton of belief in there and positivity that if we stick together and we get better like we did in practice, it will start translating here.
What are young players like Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith learning about themselves and about hockey during the course of this disappointing streak? Celebrini tried to put it into words.
It's a lot more fun to win than lose. That's also a lot. You get a lot more energy when you start winning games. I love winning, and I hate losing, so it's kind of just a mix.
When you're a teenager like Smith or Celebrini, you learn a lot every time you step on the ice, winning or losing. But Coach Ryan Warsawski says the 0-6-1 streak provides different lessons.
It's adversity. It's something that it's probably going to happen again in his long career, and just being a human being, you're going to go through some things in your life that are unfortunate, and you're going to be dealt some cards that's tough. And to go back to the basics and just simplify your game and do what's best for the team. And we got to approach it like it's our last game of the season. It's game seven of the Stanley Cup Finals, and we got to put everything in there. We got to get every guy, you know, given whatever they have to win the hockey game. And that's the message. And we can't worry about what's happened in the past. We can't worry about what's in the future. We just got to focus on our game.
And the Sharks right now are just trying to create more space and more opportunity when they have the puck in the offensive zone. Mikael Granlund discussed how they might improve on that from the Calgary game.
You got to get them moving. Playing O-zone, you know, get some shots, get some puck recoveries, and get some three high looks. There's all sorts of things, but if you're going to sustain some O-zone time, it's going to open up eventually.
The Teal Report will continue in just a moment after this message on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
I myself am a bit of a hybrid. I like to couch surf, but I also like to surf. I'm a homebody, but I also love a good camping trip. So I drive a Toyota hybrid. With pickups, sedans, and crossovers, Toyota makes fuel-efficient hybrids for any lifestyle. Like the versatile RAV4 and its stylish looks and adventurous spirit. Or the comfortable, spacious Camry, now standard as a hybrid. Want that hybrid life? Go get it in a Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood!
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Classic shoots, and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Tonight's New Year's Eve clash between the Sharks and the Flyers features the two top-scoring rookies in the NHL at this point in the season. Matvei Michkov of the Philadelphia Flyers leads all players with 12 goals, 17 assists, and 29 points, and Macklin Celebrini is right behind him with 27 points and an equal number of goals, a total of 12. Michkov and Celebrini are the leading candidates for the Calder Trophy presented to the Rookie of the Year in the NHL. But Celebrini isn't even thinking about that, and he had this response when asked about it.
I don't really know. Like, I mean, it's cool for like the outside people to kind of look at it and compare it, but I want to stop losing, and I just want to kind of keep playing the way I'm playing. So, I mean, that doesn't really affect anything I do.
Macklin was more interested in talking about how impressed he was with the abilities of Michkov.
He's really good. He's very talented, competitive. He's got, like, that fire in him. Yeah, he's a really good player.
Head coach Ryan Warsawski certainly thinks highly of the skills that Michkov brings to the table.
I thought he was really good. He obviously got Torch's message pretty good. He had just scratched him, and then we had seen him. Obviously, pretty electric with the puck on his stick. He can make plays. He's around the net. Obviously, a goal scorer. He scores the other night, I think, behind the goal line there. So, got to be aware when he's on the ice for sure, because he's a guy that's, you know, can drive offense. He's got some similarities to Mac in that sense. He's a good player.
But the Sharks head coach and players are thinking more about how to improve from the Calgary game and from the last game against Philadelphia, in which they were down 3-0, fought back to tie the game, but then lost in a shootout. Mikael Granlund expects another tight game tonight.
It's a hardworking team we're going to play against, so it should be a pretty intense, hardworking game.
So when you're 0-6-1 in seven games, you work on simplifying your game. That's what Coach Warsawski talked about.
You know, we got to want the puck on our stick. We got to demand the puck if we don't have it. And when we do have it, we got to take care of it like it's a piece of gold, really. Like it's you know, it's very, very important. You want the puck on your stick. When you have the puck on your stick, you control a lot of the hockey game. So that was kind of the message, is when we have pucks on our stick, we got to take care of it. And we showed it in video and upon a few other things. So it was a good day of practice for sure.
Tune in at 4:30 Pacific time for the Sharks and the Flyers and help us usher in the new year. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.